Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And this is Dave.
This is Malia.
And Steve.
Yeah, we're happy to be here, folks. Episode 67 recorded on September 7th.
Cut.
Deal with your shirt.
Yeah, 2024. Show notes are linked in the description. We're back. It's only been a week. It feels like 2 weeks. I don't know why.
Need to learn how to count. Man, you need to work on it.
It's the magic of the internet, Bill.
I think time, like with the exception of the shows, time feels like it flies by, but it feels like a long time in between the shows. Enough to where I've got to have the website up in front of me so I don't say the wrong episode number when we get started. So
wow.
Well, the last time you got on number 24 for some reason, but that was a year.
I've screwed it up before.
So
it's.
I think it's still 24, isn't it?
Just throwing random numbers out there.
Welcome, everyone.
How are you all doing today?
Man, I'm.
Has it been one of those weeks?
I've been local the last 2 weeks. And
your wife pregnant or something? You're going to have a baby? You got to be around or what?
No. Okay. So it started off, of course, with, I guess I don't mind talking about this. The wife wanted me around a little bit more because her mom, as many would be aware, passed away a few weeks ago. And it's been kind of hard on her. And, you know, and I asked her, I'm like, well, if it's just me coming home just in time to get in bed, is that still worthwhile to you? Because that's questionable to me. And for right now, that's where we're at. But the other reason is because I need to start getting some exercise and losing some weight and try to get rid of this sleep apnea. It's starting to negatively. Well, I bought a machine.
Hard on joints.
Impact your life.
Yeah, it's been kind of bad. I'm on.
Alcohol usually cures that drinking problem.
I drink alcohol and it shoots my blood sugar up. So, I mean.
Yeah, but you pass out and you sleep good.
Yeah, cider beers do that to me. I'll get real sick before I even leave.
I don't drink beer at all, and it don't shoot my sugar.
No, I've been switching over to just straight bourbon, but
there you go.
That gets expensive.
Didn't you see what I posted this week?
Oh yeah,
about the tear in your eye because the glass was empty, and then you know a true bourbon drinker never lets his glass get empty.
And I do love bourbon, but I like good bourbon, and good bourbon is slightly more expensive than a.
I will introduce you to the ones that are good that aren't as expensive.
Well, yeah, they just had a whole bunch they found are getting ready to destroy, which is going to bring.
They ain't destroying shit. That's a bullshit story.
It's see, there's like the shit people
cops
say.
Burn all the weed up they catch. Them cops are taking that shit home.
I can promise you that bourbon is not going to leave.
There's
this
a bourbon event coming up actually at McMillan Health here in Fort Wayne, October.
No bullshit.
They do. They have no bullshit. They have a bourbon event. I'll send it to you guys in text.
They're wanting you to get pickled.
So McMillan Health. That's interesting because for those of you that are not aware, we've got this facility in Fort Wayne where it's mostly kids on field trips go and they learn all kinds of stuff. It's like, I don't know if museum's the right word, but it's like a learning experience type place for health.
Hands-on kind of deal.
Yeah, and it's interesting that, so that tells me
it's
that.
It's a third annual bourbon and bingo event, Saturday, October 12th.
You're not playing bingo if you're drinking bourbon.
It's on the other side of the world for Bill. It's out north, so he won't make it.
It's definitely not out north. It's out by Southtown Mall, or at least it used to be.
Oh, he's got to get out of Wayndale.
It might as well be in.
And again, for those of you that don't know, Wayndale is a part of town that's like sort of.
It's on the wrong side of the tracks, isn't it, Dave?
Suburb of Fort Wayne.
Well, he looks out his back door, he's looking at the tracks.
It's sort of, Wayndale's one of those places that's interesting because it's got this, for the people that have lived here all of our lives, it's got this sort of small town kind of thing, but it is actually part of Fort Wayne. And
they have the best
in
bakery.
In fact, when I was growing up, the old folks around here used to say, "Are you going into Fort Wayne?" What's that?
Wayndale Bakery.
Yeah, it just closed again.
Again?
People go in
there.
Well,
they sold it, and then they must have not been able to run it.
Yeah, I've seen it change hands.
It's because Bill bought an elliptical machine and won't eat damn donuts no more.
They used to make cookies in there that were just fantastic.
You used to get their cakes at DuPont Hospital after you had a baby.
Yes.
Well, they used to ship that stuff all over town to all the stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we were talking the other day about cookies. Man, you can't get a good Archway cookie, but yeah, if like Bill said, if
we went looking on Amazon and by golly, they got them.
They're all over Amazon. And then if you drive out there in Fort Wayne, you can go right in the factory and buy them.
See,
the Red Box cookies are.
Yeah.
Archway? Yeah. Can't you get them at the store at Christmas time?
Well, yeah. What I remember is right there at the airport, we used to haul semi loads of them Gaylord boxes of scrap cookies to the hog farms in the area that would buy a whole load by the tonnage and feed them to their pigs. Wow. And you talk about buying some ham in the area that was pretty sweet.
Sugar coated ham.
And you know, the only thing that was wrong with most of those cookies were that they were broke. They came off the line.
Broken. Yeah. Well, they used to have a thrift store at the facility. You used to be able to walk in there and buy them.
I still do. I think they've got funny hours though.
Well, it's not there no more because that's where they unload the bulkers on the side of the building right there. That door where that thrift shop used to be. I'm talking about it was back in the early 80s, probably.
I thought it was still there. I heard it was still there. You could buy.
I don't think so. If it is, you go check it out.
It's worth checking out.
Mail them to me.
Well, you live like the molasses 5 minutes near Bill.
Molasses and there. The raspberry Phil Center ones.
Yeah, you can get them. You can get them. Was all those on
the or the lemon.
All on
my mom worked there for about 15 years and back in the 90s and she'd bring home what was kind of like the raspberry filled, but they had apple cinnamon filling in it. And it was a little bit different recipe for the cookie.
It was fantastic.
I don't remember ever seeing them in the store. I think they made them as either a promotional thing or it went with something else. I don't know.
Well, every Christmas they have them out north at Drell.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Store out there.
Well, Dave, I'll send you pictures Sunday. I bought a 12-pound brisket.
I don't know the name of it. Right by Chuck E. Cheese or whatever.
Yeah. Why am I drawing a blank?
You're talking about the Christmas thing. Starts with a D.
We all figured that much out.
Darlington.
I am.
Darlington Farms.
There you go. Yep. Yeah, they have them there.
Got it. See, I'm not blonde all the time. Just
no, but we are. We're old and senile.
I will be a good gentleman and not go there. I could stab jabs in at you.
Set myself up for that one, probably.
Well, since we're on a good setup, why don't we start off with a little bit of news, and then we can jump into Steve's story there real quick. And let's start off with the beginning of the year, the time of season it is again, which all us truck drivers actually just love this time of season. What time of season is it, Malia?
Back to school season. So it's time to watch out for those buses, guys. It's back to school time. They're on the roads again.
I was going to say pumpkin spice for the white girls, but.
You know, I'm not into all that pumpkin spice. When I used to be a cocktail waitress, I actually used to wear pumpkin spice because it raises your tips. So ladies out there, if you're
Say tips?
Yeah, you're right.
I wasn't going to do it, Steve. I wasn't going to do it.
Well, I'm going to.
Tips. T-I-P-S.
The other one raised your tips, too.
Yeah, so I would wear it because it would. And then
I wonder why I always got a chub when I smelled pumpkin spice.
I don't know. It's supposed to do something, trigger something in guys, so they tip more. And so, yeah, I would when I was a cocktail waitress, I would wear that, and I'd make good money.
May or may not be drinking a pumpkin spice
right now. It does look kind of
made
creamy.
A trip out to Dunkin' Donuts early, didn't they?
It's oat milk, so there's no lactose.
You are drinking oat milk. It's easier just to eat it.
Oat milk.
Oh. I've never seen
it. Don't do it.
Did I send you that little video how they milk almonds?
I don't know, but I can't find the udders.
Couldn't stop him. I couldn't stop him, folks. I couldn't stop him.
Well, go ahead, Malia. We won't interrupt you anymore.
Yeah, right. School bus driver faces 60 charges, included impaired commercial vehicle driving and child endangerment. This was published on September 5th, 2024 by Ashley. No last name for Ashley. North Carolina police issued dozens of charges to a school bus driver believed to have been operating while impaired. School bus driver Lauren Coble, 45, has been charged with 53 counts of misdemeanor child endangerment, as well as 7 traffic charges, included impaired driving in a commercial vehicle, according to a September 5th announcement from the city officials in Creedmoor, North Carolina. On August 29th, 2024, members of the Granville County Public School Administration Office contacted the Creedmoor Police Department regarding a school bus being operated erratically during its morning route.
By the way, this was CDL.
When they interviewed her, she said, "Have you ever tried driving sober with all these damn cans?"
Did she really?
She's got a stick with a hand on it so she can reach behind her and smack them as she's going.
My grandma had a flask of ice water when she would hit us with.
My aunt. Yeah, had a
it's funny. I don't see CDL life on here anywhere.
Because I forgot to put it up there.
Ah, very important.
You know, everything he gets is from CDL Life.
That's right, because that's it? Who sends me all this.
Yeah,
stuff.
But we gotta know to say it.
Say CDL Life.
All right, Dave, put it in there.
I'm doing it as we speak.
Put it right above the Ashley.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me.
Do it, and let me see you do it.
And like it.
Yeah, school buses. There was not long ago, not far from Fort Wayne, there was a very tragic incident where a young woman in her early 20s went around a school bus and killed.
Yeah, well, I forgot about that. Out there,
yeah, killed
three,
a sister and little brother, and it was horrible. And I think she did a little bit of time for that. But
a little bit.
I think she had a lot of time for it. Well, I wouldn't doubt she's still there, to be honest with you. Yeah,
it's amazing how people think they're so impatient, can't wait that extra minute and a half.
I live on a corner that's so busy, it's in a neighborhood that you wouldn't think the traffic would be so busy. And I'm out here a lot in the morning just to kind of help with keep eye on kids because they cross without looking, you know, and things like this. It's buses.
Do you have one of them orange like safety guard straps and the signs?
No, but I need one. I think I would get one.
I will get you one off Amazon.
Yeah, flag. Yeah, what is it? With safety patrol or something? No,
crossing. No, I better not say.
Can I hand out tickets too for jaywalking and
just to Dave?
Tell him to take them home. Like paint. I can't tell kids to paint candy.
When Dave comes flying through in his golf cart, flatten the tire and tell him to get off the road.
I'll do it, Dave.
I already get my mark way ahead of you.
No,
what are you doing?
Did he try to get it in there?
Oh.
There
it is.
Somebody's adding words to my screen.
Yeah.
I did. Wait till I get to the next
I could see the gears turning on Dave's. Let me go ahead and change the size of it.
Oh, no.
You can just change the size just like that.
Yeah.
All guys wish they could.
Well, what I put on here is a little lengthy, but I won't read all of it, maybe. But
Your story, yeah.
You're signed into the 3FT accounts, Dave.
Yeah, I know on that computer I am. On this one, I'm not.
Okay. 3FT. It sounds like swear word or something. Did you make up your own cuss word?
I did. Everybody enjoying their coffee this morning?
Oh, yeah.
I am. You want one?
Can we get a cheers?
Cheers. I call this the white woman because it's my own recipe.
The white woman. Because nobody's white chocolate mocha.
Nobody's all the way white. We're all kind of a shade.
No, we're peach.
Like we're kind of a shade of wheat.
I always grab like that peach crayon or whatever when I was coloring myself as a kid. Yeah. I never really put a little white in it, you know, because we're not white. It's like.
Yep. All right. So what do we got next?
I'm sure, I know you guys have. I mean, and lots of drivers have seen these. Across the eastern part of the country, you see three crosses. And you'll look up and they'll be in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. And have you ever wondered yourself, you know, why are those there? Who put them there? Well, I did because I knew a gentleman that had these in his yard, and I stopped and talked to him last time I was back home and got the story on it a little bit, and I decided to write a little thing about it. So here we go. Did you ever wonder how many drivers out there have seen these three crosses along the roadways in your travels across the eastern half of the country and wondered what and why these crosses are standing along the roadways? I myself wondered. And on a small road, State Route 301 at Veracruz, Indiana, I asked the owner of the farm ground where a set was erected many years ago if he and his wife could tell me the story of how and who put the crosses up. They were more than glad to share the story and give me some literature that was given to them when the crosses were erected. I did some more research on the web, and this is what I found, people. I think we got a picture of the crosses there. And these, those there are, it tells me where they're at.
West Virginia. Oh, never mind. Those ones aren't.
Well, every few miles, this would seem traveling through West Virginia, they're everywhere. Well, that's because they are. There's a set of these crosses in every county in West Virginia. Every few miles, groups of three crosses stand like sentinels along its roadway. A high gold cross flanked by two smaller light blue crosses. Most travelers recognize them as monuments to crucifixion of Jesus and a central event in Christianity. But have you ever wondered why these crosses, where they came from, and why they were raised, and who's responsible? A gentleman named Bernard Coffendaffer, a Marine veteran and native of Craigsville, West Virginia, was the man behind the crosses. It was his desire to remind people that Jesus had been crucified and to forgive them for their sins and he'd be coming back again. And I'm not going to go through everything I got here, but he made his fortune in a coal washing business. After undergoing two heart bypass operations, he liquidated all his businesses. 2 years later, he had a vision that sparked the building of the group of crosses and spent the remainder of his life and money erecting 1,864 sets in 29 states and in the District of Columbia, in Zambia, and the Philippines. Landowners donated the sites and he funded the construction. West Virginia was home to 352 sets of crosses, more than any other state.
He ended up
passing away. He spent over $3 million of his own money.
Wow. Followed up by Florida. He liked being in Florida.
And
the in state, too.
There's a lady named Sarah Stevenson Abram. She's a co-founder of the executive director of Crosses Across America. It's a nonprofit organization. And they took over where he left off, and the headquarters is in Vicksburg, Mississippi. They started it in 1999. But the organization hopes to get crosses every 50 miles along both sides of the 45,000 miles of interstate in the United States, and then proceed to four-lane highways and then move into Mexico and Canada. New crosses are lighter and made from plastic material and what can withstand winds at 200 miles per hour. The original ones were made out of Douglas fir and weighed about 400 pounds.
Wow.
There's a map and a picture of him. He died at the age of 68 in 1993. But it gives you a map and tells you how many sets of crosses are in each state.
That's as of this interesting. Here. I didn't know there was that many of them.
Yes.
Lord, I see them all. I see them all the time. Like Steve
I do
said.
Too, but that 352 well,
I've
of
them
was
forever. Never, you know, it was always like, you know, why is it? You know, I did. I wondered why it was there. Who put them up? Especially after seeing them everywhere. Yeah.
Well, the funny part about it, the truck show in West Virginia brought them to Steve's attention, where the majority of them is.
Yes.
Well, we better take a quick break before we talk about this anymore. When we come back, we'll give you our take. Back to live action.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
But
Flash, I'm back.
West Virginia has the most at 352 sets of them, and then Florida's got 225, like Dave said. He liked going to Florida.
Now, these states that only have one, I think, is probably even more interesting, because what's the story behind that one?
Well, also, That's another thing. A lot of people out there. The names of the towns that they're in usually have something to do with the Bible. The name. The one I was talking about in Veracruz, Indiana, the word Veracruz means, translated, means true cross. So something, all every name of each town that they're in is some type of biblical reference. Is where they were erected.
That's interesting. So would that explain?
I didn't know that either till the couple that I spoke with was telling me about it.
That is interesting.
And I'd lived around that town of Veracruz. I never knew what it was called my whole life.
I said, I wonder if that explains the one in some of these states or the two is because
possibly
they only had that many towns or counties or towns.
Counties, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Well, where is it here? It said he had 352. He had nine full-time employees that erected the crosses across the country.
We missed the two sinful states, Nevada and California.
They ain't all hell baking.
We're all naturally born sinners, but I do find it interesting that like they're all on this side of the map. You know,
that's because that's where Jesus is. But you need to understand, Jesus ain't out west with all them daggum old woke liberals out there on the west coast.
He's on this side.
He's not all the way to the east coast either. Zoom in on it, you'll see Jesus left them folks behind. I've been trying to tell you since.
But
the
story I originally heard from it, and that's why I wanted to know more. I heard that there was a guy that sold his. I didn't know that he was an orphan at 10 years old and stuff, and put himself through all the school, and you know, was able to make his business, and so he had his money to be able to sell everything and use it. But the first story I heard was that there was this guy, he sold all his stuff, got his calling from God, and started putting up these crosses in every county, in every state, this side of the Mississippi. Well, there's only...
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, he wandered a little
Arizona's
west.
Arizona's got 19 in it now. I think most of that out there was done
after
he had passed, because everything he did was this side of the Mississippi.
Okay, since we went to the great detail of these three crosses stacked, which I've seen everywhere, who puts up the great big ones that's like in Effingham?
That's with the lady here that took over for him, the crosses across America. Yeah.
There's three in
Indy or down in that Fisher. Or
the ones that are like 30 stories tall, yeah.
Yep.
This is the same organization. Let me see at the bottom. I said her name.
There's one right there outside of Jackson, Mississippi, that has the thorn and crown on top of the cross, too.
I think this is all part of the same organization here. Crosses across America.
It was all the same. I seriously just thought church, like a church, nearby church, because there's so many churches everywhere.
Yeah,
I guess I thought maybe it was like a church, and then these churches kind of network, some of them that are.
But
some of them got to be pretty expensive, because them 30-foot ones ain't cheap. You're not building them, you know. So,
well, I'd rather see those than them dang old
windmills. Your Bible?
My Bible? Yeah. Oh, it's
right. It says he raised his last set of crosses in 93 in Ozark, Alabama.
With you, Dave.
Yeah.
So this crosses across America, this lady here, where'd her name go? Sarah Stevenson Abram is the one that, and this is in 99. It's been, I don't even know if these people are still there. They still have a website and everything. If you just Google crosses across America, it'll take you to their website. And
that's it. I want to share.
They
this
do take donations and stuff because they still pay to light them up and stuff too.
45,000 miles of interstate.
So, anyways, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, it is. I think that's great.
Truck drivers, I mean, you see stuff all like Bill. You know, you see it all the time. And you're like, no, I wonder why is that there? Mm-hmm. You know.
Why did they nose cars down?
So that's why I titled this, Bill. Did you ever wonder?
So is this going to be your new bit?
I don't know.
Did you ever wonder?
I think that would be more than one, so
we'll see.
By golly, we have a name for this show. Did you ever wonder?
You know, remind me of that.
These idiots are doing.
We're always looking for good names. Did you ever wonder? Truck drivers, did you ever wonder why you see stuff on the highway? You know, we got rid of all the great roadside stands from back in the 50s and 60s, and now we just have weird stuff that you don't understand.
Oh, I seen a video I wanted to ask you guys about. There's like a drive-through, what is it, a drive-through Sonic for truck drivers?
Yeah, I seen that too.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Was it on Facebook or something?
Well, I wanted
to. Something like that.
I don't know. I get sometimes caught up in those, what do you call it?
Well, there used to be a drive-through at Arby's in Decatur, Indiana. They had remember that?
Yeah.
It ain't there. It's not there. It's still there, but it's not usable. It's tore down. But yeah.
I just saw that drive-through for truckers was
it's also great, but what happens is you get a car drive-through there then and it plugs the line up because they can't holler up high enough.
What happens is
they should go in or be denied service like truckers were during COVID. They'd be like, you're too low.
That might be one thing, but I have a feeling the reason that somebody would give up on something like that has more to do with Swift getting into the drive through lane there.
You mean they need a half inch plate between the drive through and the wall?
Yeah, taking the speaker with him as he drives away.
Now, come on. Don't get on Swift.
Swift drivers, I'm sorry, but you're still a good target.
Oh, you're not talking about Taylor Swift. I'm just kidding.
No, she was at the football game this week.
She's not even on the highway. Slinging them out there.
Giving you gold, folks. We're giving you gold.
Ain't nothing better when you see a Taylor truck passing a Swift. All the girls are lined up behind it.
Oh, that Taylor Swift stuff, that's so old. It's like,
Well, she made big news this week.
Fan of hers.
Thursday night, she was at the opening football game for the NFL.
Oh, I'm sure
that's all they talked about. So,
all I kept seeing was memes that said Taylor Swift's got one more visit since 1997, the Super Bowl, than the Cowboys.
I apologize to all our Cowboy fans out there.
We're sorry.
I'm not. I mean,
it's kind of like the New York Jets are right in there with them, too. So.
No, my Florida State Seminoles they got kicked out of the
playoff
games last year with a no loss record, and now this year they start off 0-3. I'm like, oh god, and everybody's trash talking that. Oh, it's terrible.
Well, that's almost as good as the WNBA. Well, let's go there today.
WNBA. Oh my god,
yeah, dude. She's tearing it up, and these people are hating on her.
The thing is, it's making everybody watch. Would you watch?
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't watch it, but I do now. I do now.
My maiden name's Clark, and I'm kind of hoping she's like a family member or something. I'd be like,
it's pulling from another. There's marketing there. Somebody knows what they're doing.
They're so jealous, but since she started the league, they all get to fly private jet now. All teams, not just hers. You know, they say rising tide raises all boats, but man, are they hating on her.
What was that saying?
I was thinking boats.
We need airing up tire raise all low overpass. How's that?
I think we might need to get Steve laid. I'm not sure.
Does he have a girlfriend or a wife?
Yeah, she's underneath of him.
I was like, don't you guys all have those?
6 foot underground. What was it? Chick McGee always
trying
said,
to make my hand jealous. Me, what?
Chick McGee goes, yeah, we're separated. She's at home right now.
That's every truck driver's story. Yeah, I'm separated. What happened to your wife? I don't know. She's at home.
No, it's the one that goes, she's in the bunk. Get in here.
Greg, one of our fellow drivers, keeps talking to me, traction around the truck stop. I go, there ain't been traction around truck stop for 10 years now. Them days are gone.
West Memphis is still a little trashy.
Fort Wayne still used to be that way, dude.
Fort Wayne was notorious.
That's because we had a strip place. But you guys are still living in the 90s. Come on. We're in almost into
the 90s.
Yeah, well,
listen to Papaw there, Bill.
Hey, you kids in here. When I was a kid, we used to go and there was phones on the tables and have all this flippity.
They had cords, too.
Yeah, they had a jukebox in the table.
Internets and Tic Tac.
All them internet pornography.
Like these kids take pictures of phone booths. It's like, oh, my gosh, I've never seen a phone booth before.
Yeah. Well, there was a... talking Tic Tac and Facebook, they showed a picture. It said 1990, there's a picture of a phone booth, then it showed a picture of a toilet, and it says phone booth for 2024. Everybody's sitting on a shitter on their phone all the time.
That's true. That's
not even shitting. You're just sitting there playing games and stuff.
I just seen
it's in company time.
I just seen
it. Could you add up all the time you paid to do that?
Oh, they've had.
You don't have to go outside and smoke no more. You can just sit on the toilet and do it.
Well, they've showed things how much work productivity companies lose people sitting on the toilet on their phone for 20, 30 minutes at a time.
What's going on in there, man? I should have had Mexican because it ain't coming out. Too much fiber.
Oh, my.
Too much fiber.
You just quickest way to get those guys out of those restrooms, just bang on and be like, cleaning, I'm coming in. And they wrap up real quick.
You can't get me with that. I'd be like, come on in.
Come on in. I'm getting my shoes wet.
I don't give a
come
shit.
Come strolling through here. We got to get out of here.
I usually don't have trouble with my bucket.
Yeah, I don't either.
You spilled it, didn't you?
And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about with the bucket, I refer you to episode one of Three Fat Trucks.
Episode one.
So you pee in a bucket, right?
No, we didn't pee anywhere.
Yeah, we're going to.
You know, you guys aren't that. Yeah, we're going. I was in construction for a long time and flooring, and that's what you'd see out back is like you go. Just you would see buckets around the trash, or you know, everyone.
They're shit in a box.
Yeah, they all do it. Yeah, they put a little bag over.
Got a handle.
Some of them have had fancy ones with a seat.
Well, see, I want to get some Three Fat Trucker buckets.
The noodle and the trash bag, and yeah,
so you can shit on us.
Yeah.
He wants to get our pictures on a bucket, yeah.
So what you do,
we're going to tell you how to do the bucket. You listen, Bill's going to tell you how you do the bucket, Bill.
Okay, so, well, first off, I want to reiterate, go back to episode one, start over again. You get you a 5-gallon bucket. And
or
I can
a
link
two and
you
a half
to the
gallon if you want to set it on the bed so you ain't got to bend over as far for days.
Well, for those of us that ain't, yeah.
Those
put the bag in there.
Bucket.
Now you don't want to drop the bag down all the way because you don't want it to like tumble onto the plastic and then it's more of a mess to clean up. I'll get into why later.
That's why you put the noodle around it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but you put the noodle. Take one of those pool noodles and cut it to the length, and you cut a slice down the middle.
Just in case you have a dainty buttocks.
That's
and
right.
Put that, I mean, it's just, it's all about
it holds the bag for
at
you
at the end
too.
Of the day.
And if you want to get real fancy, you go on Amazon, they sell a lid, a toilet seat that hooks onto a bucket.
There is such a thing, yes.
I was going to say, I would just get fancy.
And
that's right next to the spam slicer.
That was. That was also, but see, you've got it when you're pressed for space, you have to have things that are multi-purpose, and the bucket is my trash can and my
shitter
facility.
Yes.
So
that bucket was a lifesaver in Texas one time, Bill, I'll tell you.
Well, you use them hunting too and stuff.
Oh, no, I was in the middle of nowhere with an oversized load. There was no traffic for hours and hours and hours. I stopped right on the road, got out, sat on the trailer with the bucket. Taking my time. I'm on the road. Here comes a truck coming by after about 10 minutes. He slows down, looks at me. Like, yeah. He goes, you okay? I'm like, yeah, how's it going?
He knew what this was.
Oh, my. Hey, when you got to go, you got to go. I have to pee on the side of the off-ramp sometimes. It's like, you know, you get off the highway. I'll open up both my truck doors. So I kind
you know
of
they make
a
funnel
barrier
for you girls now so you can stand up.
I have one. I have one.
You know, but you can make one out of a milk carton. The handle.
Watch them sharp edges though.
Yeah, ooh, that's boy. True. They get a little
get your pool noodle.
But I've gotten to the point where I would rather, even if I'm at a truck stop or somewhere place, I would rather use my bucket than
more comfortable.
I'm in my own space and
some of the shitters are not real driver friendly.
Bill likes to be all natural. He takes all his clothes off.
Oh, I'm butthole naked, y'all.
I don't know why you take your socks off. Man, you could leave them on.
I do leave the socks on, I guess.
That usually stops the juice from getting on the floor.
Dave. I thought that stopped after like toddler age. I know my son did that for a while, but that stopped after. Do you still do that, really, or are they just teasing?
Here's the truth, Malia.
Because you have to be able to sit completely straddled, and you can't do that with your pants down around your ankles.
To take his pants off, he has to take his suspenders off. Take his suspenders off.
I haven't worn those lately. right.
That was another reason. That's why you're sitting there bone ass naked.
Yeah.
Oh, we get to the end of this show, I hope.
Things you see along the highway.
Let's poop talk, fellas.
Oh, my.
My buddy, we went snowmobiling, and my other buddy's wife watched him, and he goes, what is he doing back here? I said, he had to stop and take a leak. And he goes, she takes off his helmet, his gloves, his jacket, his vest.
Wintertime, mind you.
Yeah. We're up there snowmobiling, and my buddy goes, I thought you had to take a piss. And he goes, I got 9 inches of clothes and 3 inches of dick. Something's got to give here.
Yeah. This takes time. And I mean, the struggle's real because you gotta get to it first, and sometimes you don't get there in time. You gotta factor how much time it's gonna take into the whole thing.
Yeah, and how come I can go all day, but if I'm like 3 minutes from the bathroom and know I'm heading to the bathroom, I can't hold it then. It's like something in your mind just changes.
Your asshole knows how far you are from the toilet. Yeah.
Exactly how far. Mm-hmm. And how long it takes to get there.
And it likes, and metrically, it likes to screw with you and say, not today, buddy. You ain't going to make it.
You swear you're going to blow your back out, and then you sit down and nothing happens. That's
don't you remember the one thing? $20 to buy a cork.
I like the better ones is when you rush in there and you sit down and you swear to God you just passed a bowling ball and you get up and it's a
rabbit fella, yeah.
I don't have that trouble. I like to pinch off a loaf. I ain't going to lie. That way it's done. It's done for the day.
You guys are explaining all the toilet issues I see, though.
Malia cleans toilets.
I see the aftermath.
She's going to figure out all the guys' poop secrets now.
I know.
What's going on?
Well, one thing I've never, the guys that go in, they don't make it, and they projectile all over the wall.
All over.
How they get the back of the toilet in there.
I think it's the monster drinks.
What do you mean, the ceiling?
It is the monster drinks, all that sugar, and then the...
Because it is. It's terrible. I mean,
I can't stand to drink that stuff. I tried it.
I can't either. It's awful for you, but it's crazy popular, so, I mean...
Yeah, I think it's that type of stuff.
I do want to brag on something that I purchased. I'm getting ready to mess with it this afternoon. And I was on a waiting list.
You don't need
forever.
To tell us when you want to play with it. Just play with it.
I bought a Ninja.
I've done it four times since we've been on machine. Camera.
I was wondering what
slushy
was
machine.
Hands there.
Ninja slushy machine.
Okay, that's almost as good as the.
It's margaritas tonight, buddy.
Margaritas and fajitas off of the flat top.
I bought
11 pound brisket.
Yeah.
I'll tell That's us about your brisket, tonight. Steve. Oh, God's sake.
I'll let you know after I cook it and eat it.
Well, you know, why don't we save that for the next episode?
Yeah, let's do that.
We better wrap this one up for now. And cut. Yep. And cut. There that is again. We'll be back next week, folks. We had a great time. Until then, I've been Bill.
And your buddy Steve is sitting there watching Malia, and Dave's talking.
I'm Malia, guys. I'm Malia.
I'm not Malia. I'm Steve. Everybody have a good week. Be safe out there.
See you, folks.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.